This is KLLG LP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. And I'm Greg Schindel, train singer, and we are now boarding the Bipolar Express. All aboard! Woo! Woo!
Chugga, 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 chugga up the hill. Puffing and chugging, you know that engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety-clackety-clickety-clackety-click. Look at the engine, that's
so boy, yes, clickety-clackety, clickety-clackety, tickety-tockety, tickety-tockety. Time is flying by. And school has begun, and September is reaching out her hand to us to join her in the last weeks of summer 2017. So let's take advantage of them and seize these summer days and these summer nights. Summertime is here, kick off your shoes, get out of the seat of your pants, dance, dance, dance. Summertime romance, 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 romance. Yeah! Straw hat, white pants, running barefoot in the sand, it's summertime. Watermelon, by the slice. Ooh, cool see what ya, so the posse is nice. Hey, summertime, soon be gone. Oh, summertime, you know it won't be long. Hey, summertime, sing a song, sing a song, sing a song, sing a song. Na 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 na. Yeah, woo. Hey, summertime is here. Kick off your shoes. Get out of the seat of your pants. Dance, dance, dance. Summertime romance, 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 romance. Yeah. Ice wine. Cold beer. Guitar music in the air. Woo! Barbecue. In the sand. Dance, 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 strike out the band. Summertime, woo! Summertime, soon be gone, yeah. Summertime, you know it won't be long. Oh, summertime, come on. Sing a song, hey. Na 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 na. Ba da 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 da. Yeah, hey. Summertime. She won't wait, no, no. Summertime, gonna take a break, yeah. Summertime, make a day. Ooh, summertime is here. Kick off your shoes, get out of the seat of your pants. Dance, summertime romance. Ooh, summertime is here. Kick off your shoes, get out of the seat of your pants. Dance, dance, dance. Summertime romance now. Summertime is here. Kick off your shoes. Get over the seat of your pants. Dance, dance, dance. Summertime romance, 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 romance. You know, romance. You know, what is that? It's made up of loving gestures and, oh, and mystery and excitement and a remoteness from everyday life. Romance, yes. Hey, you know, this smoke from the fires and these waning summer days, boy, I hope I can grab some romance time before it's too late.
Me too, Greg.
Hey, train singer. Hey, you know, I finally got some firewood delivered, and which is so ironic, is my biggest fear right now is fire. You know? And, you know, I hear because it was a lightning strike, the Chetco bar fire in Oregon, following in the footsteps of the biscuit fire, they were allowed to burn on. I mean, the ground crews apparently were there, I mean, who gave the order to let it burn? You know, when I was a kid, we had a bear that kind of told us what to do about that stuff. Remember that? Wear the ranger's hat and shovel, a pair of dungarees. Find him in the forest, always sniffing at the breeze. Pop people stop and pay attention when they tells him to beware, 'cause everybody knows that he's the fire-preventing bear. Smokey the bear, prowling and growling and sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that is how he got his name. Hey, you can take a tip from Smokey, there's nothing like a tree. Ah, they're good for kids to climb in and they're beautiful to see. You just have to look around you and you'll find it's not a joke to see what you'd be missing if they all went up in smoke. Smokey the bear, prowling and growling and sniffing, yeah. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. So why they call him Smokey, that is how he got his name. Now, you can camp upon his doorstep, he'll make you feel at home. You can run and hunt and ramble anywhere you care to roam. He will let you take his honey and pretend he's not so smart. But don't you harm his trees, for he's a ranger in his heart. Smokey the bear, prowling and a growling and a sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. So why they call him Smokey, that is how he got his name. Now, you've ever seen the forest when a fire is running wild? You love the things within it like a mother loves her child. And you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do. Smokey the bear, prowling and a growling and a sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that is how he got his name. Oh yes, remember, only you can, that's right, prevent forest fires. I thought Mike would just automatically blurt that out because, hey, we were raised with that, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, you know, disappointed I was with the highly touted star shower, although my wife let out a as a fireball, throwing sparks and changing color from orange and red. Took about 3 seconds of brilliance. 1001, 1002, 1003. Ah, that certainly made her hour and a half star vigil, you know, worth it, the wait. So, and now, the eclipse last Monday. Gee, we'll put this guitar down for a second and pick up this thing. Yes. By the way, I'm picking up an auto harp, for those of you who can't see it. I'm not just fumbling around with myself. But all right, I might be doing that too, but that's, again, you can't see that. So anyway, and now with this eclipse I was telling you about, I have to say, you know, that hype, the anticipation, it was far more compelling and exciting than the actual event for me. I guess it's probably because I was working on some shed in the hot sun. But anyway, have any of you noticed any changes in your life, you know, that you can directly attribute to this eclipse? Mikey, anything? No, he's shaking his head. Not a darn thing, you know. Hey, what about all these predictions, warnings, kings will fall from their thrones? I was hoping that, but then again, he's not a king, right? It was just all in his mind, but I don't know who I'm talking about either. But anyway, in case you're ready for the next one, here are some precautions and warnings, and it was related to this last eclipse, and I'm sure it'll be true for the next one. So keep these in mind. And let's go back here. On Monday, August the 21st, the United States experienced a total eclipse of the sun. Now, here's some helpful tips for the best eclipse viewing. Hope you had them. Now, these were given. The people of Tennessee, well, they had the best view, but they were the first to be sacrificed. Animals may behave strangely. If your dog speaks like a man, heed its dire warnings. Hey, don't trust the squirrel with a child's face. It speaks only lies. And when your double arrives, resist the inclination to fight it. It may be stronger than you, and chances are it'll disappear after the eclipse. But be careful it doesn't switch places. It'll be a few decades before you can get a chance to come back. Right? Yes. And, Mr. Trump, if you stare into the void and it blinks first, you win. But the prize is insanity. Oh, I guess he already won that one. Anyway, werewolves are not only impossible to kill during an eclipse, they become super werewolves. Super werewolves. Like, that's like Captain America, but it's a werewolf. And whatever you do, don't buy any weird plants.
We don't want a repeat of the last time. What happened? Oh, I don't know. Apophis, the moon serpent, may try to eat you. Let him. Hey, if once upon a time you were falling in love, but now you're only falling apart, there's nothing you can do. This is a different kind of eclipse. Hey, we gotta have a little bit of fun, don't we? Hey, you know, here's something about the sun and the moon and the stars that...
Oh, I get to play my harp on the radio, too. Oh, my. Sun, oh sun, warm sunlight, moon, moon, cool moonlight, blue stars at night, shining bright, sun and moon and stars shine. Sun, oh sun, warm sunlight, moon, moon, cool moonlight, are the stars at night, oh shining bright, sun and moon and stars shine. The sound of that harp. I'm going to put it down before it breaks my neck. Oh, too late. didn't hurt though. I'm good. What the heck? This age you can take just about anything, right?
I don't know. Speak for yourself, Greg.
You know, this is KLLGLP 97.9 FM, Willits, California.
God, you know that?
That has such a ring to it, doesn't it? Gee, look at that. Well, let's do it that way. KLLG LP 97.9 FM Willits, Willits, California. That's right. And what are we riding? We are riding the Bipolar Express. All right, all right, all right. You know, for over 100 years, the California Western Railroad skunk train has attracted thousands of tourists from around the world to the Willits community. Passengers can get off the beaten path and experience an historical train ride into the coastal redwoods and the Noyo River Canyon. Local residents can take advantage of the skunk train's generous locals discount on any day, any ride. Check the skunk schedule at www.skunktrain.com or call 707-964-6371. That's Fort Bragg. Or 707-459-1052 for Willits. Again, that's www.skunktrain.com. 964-6371 for Fort Bragg. 459-1052 for Willites. Okay. You know, in addition to the 945 Norspur Flyer to Norspur, you can catch the short line to Crowley at 3:30 on Saturday for a limited time now. I mean, there's a lot more wildlife sightings, by the way, on this afternoon economy run. And don't forget to ask for your locals discount. I mean this. You are local if you live in Mendocino County, Lake County, or Humboldt counties. Thanks. Thanks again, train singer. And by the way, what's up in Trainland? Well, let me see. Where's that book? There it is. Oh, I love this book. Now, as Studs Terkel explained, there was an oral history long before there was written history. And before the printing press, most people in the world were illiterate. They couldn't read. Most people would tell stories from one generation to another. They'd tell the history of a family, a clan, or a people. So, Greg, and you little Lakers out there, you little Lake listener, low, low, low. Hey, here's a little more oral history on the railroad from Old Rails Tales. And this is about the hobos. I used to see hobos all the time. You could always just about tell a real hobo from a bum, and there's a big difference there. A hobo has a pretty good outlook on life. They never work. They don't even bother anybody. They just want to travel. You know, and from time to time, I'd see hobos get off the train in Richmond, and they wanted to get off in Stockton. Now, see, Richmond's kind of a dead end, and as far as transportation goes, because Richmond is the end of the line. But a lot of times, I've seen transients get off the train wondering if this was Stockton. And when I'd find them on the train, I'd talk to them. I didn't even bother them or throw them off the trains, unless they got on the engine. I never threw them off, but if I never let them ride on the engine, because they might start fooling around with the controls, and no one would tolerate that. Now, they'd get back on the second or third or fourth unit. The railroad police, if they'd see them, well, they'd just get them off. Now, from time to time, the police will come down and go through the yard looking for someone who's obviously wanted by the authorities. The story on it these days is that it's still very hard for a hobo to catch a train. In fact, it's almost easier with all these piggyback truck trailers on flat cars. That's a good place to ride. It's kind of breezy, but most of the boxcar doors are sealed. They're closed when they are either empty or loaded, but there's still a lot of sliding door cars that hobos can get into. They go in the empty cars. Well, I met a guy once around the mid-70s who was a young guy, kind of a hippie. And I said, he used to catch a train somewhere north of here and take it up to Oregon and pick apples. He'd follow the seasons around the Northwest and ride the train around. And he said he'd ride up to Willamette, work in the orchards, and then get back on the train. And when they were finished and the early harvest season was changing, he'd get back on the train and go to the next orchard to pick a mid-season crop like the cherry trees. He'd say, "You gotta leave here by this time to get to the cherry trees in picking season." He had it all worked out. Sounded like a really nice thing to do. And some of the young brakemen, they used to take rides and go up to Oroville on the Western Pacific or down to San Luis Obispo. They had plenty of money and visible means of support, but they just wanted to ride on a freight train. And they could go first class on a passenger train, John said. You know, Stockton, it's supposed to be the hobo capital of the world. It's in the newspaper once in a while. They have some kind of a hierarchy, a president of the hobos of America or something. It's really amazing. They're really hobos. They're not tramps or bums or anything like that. They're real hobos. They have a trestle. It's between the Western Pacific Yard and the Southern Pacific Yard. It's kind of a trestle, and I think that's where they meet, because there's always a gang of them around there. They don't bother anybody. They never get in trouble, and a lot of times, oh, they'd mooch or something. I've had them ask me for cigarettes, and I say, yeah, sure, okay. My attitude is they're very respectable people, and that's the life they choose, to be always on the go. And why not? So I'd like to play a little bit of a Bob Nolan's song right here for you. It has something to do with hobos. A lonely spot I know, no man will go. Shadows have all the room. I'm riding free on that old SP, humming a southern tune. When a man come along, made me hush my song, kicked me off way out there. Out of sight, I looked at my right, my left, and everywhere. But all I could see was a cactus tree and a prairie dog laying there. Watched the prairie dog feed on a tumbling weed. That's his home way out there. My load on that dusty road. I rested my weary legs. Watch that setting sun make those tall shadows run across that barren plain. And I hummed a tune to that rising moon. He get lonesome way out there. I lost myself in dreams. I dreamed the desert sand was a milk and honey land. And then I woke up with a start, 'cause there's a train coming back on that one-way track, gonna take me away from there.
fly. I climbed in an open door, then I turned around to that desert ground and that spot I would see no more. As we pulled away, I heard the bell moon say, "So long, Bell, it's lonesome way out there."
Tight underwear, note on that one. But that's another story too, Greggy, that we won't share on the air. Okay, well, I would like to read just a little bit more here.
Go ahead, Train. It's your show. Oh, all's yours too, Greg, but you'll have your chance. I know. So, this is from John Brown from the book Old Rails Tales. I know I've been featuring women, and this is... I figured I'd throw a man in here. I didn't mean to throw you that. All right. Okay. We've hit a lot of automobiles. When I saw that train come up out of the water, I did not stop. I kept going. What a lot of people do when they see a train coming, they stop on the tracks and try to figure out the process of what's happening here. I've seen what happens quite a bit on the head ends of locomotives. On locomotives, you're riding down the railroad 70 miles an hour. Someone will be wool gathering and they'll hit a crossing gate and break it. And then they'll stop on the tracks trying to figure out, what did I hit? Meanwhile, there's a 90-car freight train barreling down on them at 70 miles an hour, which takes 3/4 of a mile to stop. And they're trying to figure out what exactly happened. What happens then is you hit them. Scary. Real scary. Fascinating, but scary. It's like a movie. Your windshield's there, and it's kind of like a movie. It takes on a two-dimensional quality because of the adrenaline. You know, my God, they're not going to move. Then something drops in the old system, you know. They're really not going to move. And everybody gets down on the floor because automobiles usually explode and stuff comes through the windshield. Get down! The impulse is to stand up, to watch, to say, I see it, now I see it. The last one we hit, the engineer was able to pull me down, and I was able to see part of the hood go flying over the top of the locomotive. Whoa, you should get down. That's right. We've hit a lot of cars. Ooh, I'm going to spare some of the grisly parts of the description of the aftermath, and instead sing kind of a little train song that's, well, sort of appropriate to that. From the high Sierra Mountains came an SB passenger train. All the hobos tried to ride it, but found 'twas all in vain. The conductor took the tickets, and he counted every soul. And the engineer looked straight ahead, and the fireman, he shoveled coal. Now that fireman, he was a cowboy, and though you may think it strange, he can make more money shoveling coal than riding on the range. And though
he was a fireman, and though he had to sweat, he still remained a Western lad, and he kept his lariat. Now that train was way behind time, and all the passengers all were wild. When on the tracks of a sudden, there strolled a little child. Her hair in golden ringlets was hanging down her back. Little she knew of her danger great as she strolled along the tracks. My God, the hoghead hollered as he threw on all their brakes. I'll never stop this train in time. I ain't got what it takes. Oh, heaven, help that wee tot. He cried in accents wild. Can no one stop this SB train and save that little child? Well, up steps our cowboy fireman. A handsome lad was he. He said, I'll save that wee tot, though it means the death of me. He climbed out on the running board, and with tears his eyes were wet. And in his hand our hero held his trusty lariat. Well, he quickly dropped a fast loop around a pole beside the tracks, and he tied the other end of it around that big smokestack. Yes, he stopped that train right where it stood, caused an awful wreck. And our hero lay there in a ditch with the engine on his neck. Oh, we will all remember that 31st of May, when many a brave and gallant heart was filled with dread that day. Oh, we buried our cowboy fireman where the prairie winds blow wild. He killed 300 passengers, but thank God he saved that child. Oh, I know, the children are so wonderful, aren't they? Thank God. You know, speaking of God.
Yes?
Oh, sad, Greg. That's not funny. Remember, this is KLLGLP 97.9 FM Willits, and we are riding on the Bipolar Express. But anyway, it just so happens that the first time I saw the Apple computer logo, you know, the apple with the bite out of it, and I thought of the creation story of Adam and Eve, you know, in the Old Testament, and they're in the garden, and with the tree of knowledge and the forbidden apple that once eaten gives you the ability to know what God knows. Hey, remember that, do you? And, gee whiz, come on, who could resist that fruit? I'm afraid I might have succumbed. But anyway, so I asked Google if it were divine. And its response mired me in the definitions of what meaning, what does it mean? Divine, oh, it's a quality of God, but not God. So I cut to the chase and said, is Google God? Now, the answer may surprise you. Seriously. There are Googlists behind www.thechurchofgoogle.org who offer incontrovertible proof that Google is God. Google is the closest thing to an omniscient entity in existence, which can be scientifically verified. Google is everywhere at once. Google can do no evil. So, from what I'm picking up is that Google is God, Apple is sex, Uber is frat rock, Facebook is love,
Facebook is love? Oh, jeez. Wait a minute. Do you want to define love? I know one of the definitions of love is God is love, right? Wait a minute. I thought Google was God. So you mean Google is love too? Gregory, too many questions. I know. But Google, Apple, Facebook, and Amazon, they might just be the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Woo! What do you think of that? Oh, wow. Church of Google. Hey, when they're in church, what do they say? In Google we trust. Or Google bless America. Oh, there is only one Google. Google is Google. Or our Google who art in the cloud. I don't know. I sure wish I had Google in the 60s when I was doing my term papers at college. Jeez, all that library time we spent. I bet you spent a little time in the library too, didn't you, brother?
Yeah.
You did. Now, if you had Google, you wouldn't have to do that, right? You could just stay home and do it all, right? Well, you know what? If this had been the case in the 60s, I'm afraid that I would have turned into a info junkie. He's a homo nerdus. He sits at a terminal. Homo nerdus prefers a room without a view, with shadowless light that strobes faintly and hums. Ambient electronic drone drowns out tinnitus. Scent-coated info passes through room like parade of deodorants. Info holographics projected into thin air appear and disappear like Fata Morgana. Homo nerdus has phone plugs channeling separate info into each ear and is talking into a battery of mics stationed at his mouth while viewing big screen for big picture and similar screens for subliminal viewing of porno instructional data in which sensually stroke the brain. It makes the brain moan and have an orgasm. H. Nerdus sucks in facts like kids slurp noodles, like vacuum cleaners suck up dry dust. H. Nerdus get thirsty and palm sweat from electromagnetic radiation. Homo Nerdus take Valium with Gatorade. Homo Nerdus ambidextrous can use sign language with one hand while doodling on facts to shrink with other. Two index fingers never far from button. H. Nerdus has anal inserts info suppository to deliver first chakra info, puts Kundalini in reverse with as yet untold consequences. Now, stay tuned for more info on this potentially fascinating subject. I mean, think about it. This could be happening to us right now, Mike. If we all collectively just fall into the computer, what? Homo nerdus sits at terminal. He's motivated. He wants to get high, but he don't know how. But now, Homo nerdus feels top of head, ready to erupt with idea like volcano erupts with lava. Homo nerdus suddenly explodes with electronic excitement. Inspiration light bulb goes on and idea bell rings. Ding! As H. Nerdus conceives ultimate surgical implant procedure in which all of brain down to stem excised and replaced by a jillion floating points per nanosecond, virus-free, computer miniaturized to size and shape of brain in a nice brownish pink program to make it H. Nerdus act like, you guessed it, a normal but better human being. A cross-discipline crash project funded by saying it's either brain implant or go extinct. Well, it's
either implant brain superior to present out-of-fashion brain, or be wiped out by higher-tech aliens from outer space. Hey, we can't wait for evolution. You want to go extinct? No one wants to go extinct. All right, already. First instruction to new brain says, take recently excised old-style brain, which will be found to be pre-scrambled and fried, and eat. Save pineal gland for last. Chopped customary garni is optional. Albert, I love the way you talk. You know, Googleism, by the way, is a religion, and it's based on the idea that man created God. And her name, you guessed it, is Google. I know you women are really trying to get it in there, but whoa.
Yeah. Hey, my brother, my sister, you got your hand on the plow? And we're working as hard as we know how. Feeling kind of low, hey, what do we do now? When the times are hard and the children are crying, my friends getting old, many are dying. Hard to be here now without hearing the sigh. That's when I like to sing, high and low, loud and soft, fast, slow, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I like to dance up and down, fast and slow, and all around and around and around and around, and praise something greater. Whoa, praise something greater. Praise something greater with my song.
KLLGLP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. Our Google, who art in the clouds. Hey, I'm glad we had a non-cyber god in the 60s. You know, I could find a quiet place, I confess. I pray to something greater, God, if you will, to help me through periods of need and thanksgiving. And what God gives me is nothing like the quick answers about health, history, environment, even the universe that comes straight from Google. You know, and if praying to God brings desired results for the faithful believers in bringing them solace and peace and strength, I gotta find praying to Google to be fruitless.
I mean, especially with no cyber access. I mean, hello, Google. Gee, I can't seem to get him online. Oh, there is no line. Well, anyway, I know it sounds ridiculous out there and a bit scary to me as I regard the rapidly growing dependence on our phones and computers. How did we survive without the internet? We not only survived, we were happy, and we had great times without it. So, I don't know. There's certain aspects of it that have to be worthy, right? Yes, there are. But some people ain't going down Computer Vista Lane. Some people think computers bend mind to machine logic. Go tick, tick, tack, fast to nowhere. One long brown study or a snort of high-tech coke make you go bazoom by the numbers. Some people think computers are ultimate instrument of police control, both individual, within, self-computer generated, no feeling police. Cold thought, an outer police state, coercive social control made fine, forcing us to do what we don't want to do, till life itself becomes something we don't want to do, but are forced to do. Computer puts animal spirit to bad end, pushes human endeavor out of scale. Inhuman powers of numerical computation produce out of scale, out of control science, government, money combos, which load on the people with lunatic mega projects that reward a comparative few while wasting the spirit of the land and people. Like the vulgar idea of putting a man on the moon and leaving trash there. Or space colonies, or idiocies of high-tech weaponry, like humongous underground accelerators that don't work, like wasteland media networks spread over Earth and near space with its constant bad news makes Earth cringe, like forcing millions of people in the prime of their lives to sit at terminal, bathed in its ghastly poison light, pushing numbers that make money for others. Trillions taken from the people to fund these computer-generated, mega-maniacal projects, while back at the ranch, people are treated like dung across the board. Albert. Thinking of taking the best and leaving the rest for somebody else, somebody else. Thinking of taking the best and leaving the rest for somebody else, somebody else. Left hand on the table, right hand if you're able, ready to dance with you right now. Left hand on the table, right hand if you're able, ready to dance with you. Thinking of taking a rest, leaving the best for somebody else. Ah, are you thinking of taking a rest and leaving the best for somebody else, somebody else? Hey now, left hand on the table, right hand if you're able, ready to dance with you right now. Left hand on the table, right hand if you're able, ready to dance with you right now. And if you're able, ready to dance with you right now. You thinking of taking a rest and taking the best and somebody else, yes, somebody else, yeah. Are you thinking of taking a rest and leaving the best for somebody else, somebody else? No, I'm thinking of taking a rest and taking the best and somebody else, somebody else. Left them on the table, right in if you're able, and you dance with you right now. Left them on the table,
right into the rainbow, ready to dance. That we have to part, but those pinpricks of fame, baby, go deep in my heart. No, it shouldn't matter, baby, that we have to part, but those pinpricks of fame, baby, go deep in my heart. Deep in the heart, deep in the heart, deep in the heart, deep in the heart. Made of flesh, made of blood, made of bone, bound with gold and silver, holding it together, holding it together, holding it together. As we burn the altar of love, burning the altar, burning the altar, burning the altar of love. All wound up in love for life, for life. All wound up in love for life, for life. All wound up in love for life, in love, life, love, life, love, life. Survive, baby, and get just what you want, honey. You will survive, baby, and get just what you need, honey. You will survive, baby, and get just what you got, honey. You will survive, baby, get just what you gave, honey. Well, you will survive, baby, and get just what you
All seriousness aside, do we now know what God knows? Hey, go ask Google. Meanwhile, you're riding on the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 FM Willits. Hey, you know, I've been invited to come to the La Vida Charter School up there on the ridge once a month to do some music with their students. As you know, I did that about 30 years ago, and it sure is kind of neat to make a full circle. And their opening theme this year is peace. And one of the songs that will be sung is a Hawaiian, in Hawaiian in origin, and it's called Ho'oponopono. You can Google that if you like. But I did Google it, and I asked the meaning of Ho'oponopono. And it's the Hawaiian practice of reconciliation and forgiveness. Now, similar forgiveness practices are performed on the islands throughout the South Pacific, including Hawaii and Samoa, Tahiti, and New Zealand. It's also used for healing. Now, ho'oponopono means to make ho'o right, pono right, pono to correct relationships. Relationship problems. So here's a little example of ho'oponopono, reconciliation.
Ho'oponopono, ho'oponopono, ho'opono, ho'oponopono, ho'oponopono, ho'oponopono.
Please forgive me.
give me. Thank you, thank you, enjoy. Thank you, enjoy. Connecting to the divine. Clean, clean, clean up to shine.
That's an interesting thing to even say. Hey, here's something from Lou Welch. In every culture, in every place and time, there's always been a religion. And every one of these religions, there has always been the gesture of hands clasped together, as Christians do to pray, in order to signify something important. You know, why is this? And there's only one answer to this riddle. There's a commentary by Lou, the Red Monk. This gesture has but one source. Who would think to pick his nose or cross his eyes at such a moment? The man who claims to feel power between his hands is lost in forms and ideas. The man who clasps his hands and waits will never see the light.
Wow. Hey.
And where are we? We're cruising. Yeah. On the Bipolar Express. Yeah, cruising on the Bipolar Express. Yeah, forgiveness and reconciliation and connection. And I'm happy to be connecting with you on the Bipolar Express on KLL.
KLLGLP 97.9. FM Willis, Willis, California.
This is your hometown radio. Hey, come on, call us at
459-KLLG or learn more at www.kllg.org.
Come on. Get used to tuning in. That's the first step. Come on, hey. See, speaking of supporting KLLG, October the 21st, we're going to have a fundraiser with, you bet, the Dirt Floor Band. They're coming back. Whoa, come on. Support your radio, radio, radio.
Radio. This is the Bipolar Express. Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 FM Willis, California. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Skunk Train. So long. Woo!